Blog Talk Radio.
God day, this is Keith Russell Lee, and welcome to another segment of Reigning with God. And I am, as I say always, psyched, I'm jazzed, and I am juiced. Now, I'm really excited about sharing this lesson today because I've been talking about, as we're starting this new year, I've been talking about your assignment, that God has called you to do something that no one else has ever done before. God has created and made you in his likeness and in his image, that he has given you gifts, talents, and abilities, and he has uniquely called you to do something in your life. Now, I've been talking about how do you discover that and going to the source. I've been talking about, you know, being aligned with the Father. But rest assured, my friend, that God has called you to do something. You know, we have gotten so comfortable in living the mediocre and the mundane life, as I call it. We become so comfortable with just simply going through the motions. And then even some of us that are beginning to go up in age, and as I'm dealing with retirees and I'm dealing with people who are in their 50s and they're looking for some finish line. No. Life is not about a finish line. It is about us developing, evolving. It's about us growing and expanding as the universe grows and expands, and God has more. Well, have you ever thought about the reason why you are tired? Have you ever thought about the reason why you feel drained and you can't do what you used to do 30 years ago? Have you ever thought about why you have the aches and the ailments? And I dare suggest, my friend, it's maybe because you have not found something to really satisfy you. You've not found something to challenge you. You've not found your reason for being, which will allow you to get excited about all that life has to offer. You know, people like, people like Warren Buffett, that's in his late 80s. Who are still working, dealing with numbers, dealing with billions of dollars, and is able to calculate and to do all of those things. And we say, well, we forget where we put our keys. Well, it's because you've got to have a reason for being, and you have to remain in a place, in a position that you're always open to fulfill your assignment. My friend, listen. Most people never, ever even discover their assignments. Most people have gotten so caught up in terms of, well, you know, I make a lot of money doing what I do, or, hey, I got to do what I had to do, and they stay there, and they stay there making a little money, and they work their jobs, and but they go to church, and they, you know, pay their tithe, but they never, ever got to the point of fulfilling that unique thing that God had called them to do. And then many people are now, hey, I'm advanced in years. I think about Caleb in the Old Testament. When in Numbers, the 13th chapter, when they sent the spies in to see the promised land, and Caleb, who was a young man at that time, him and Joshua went in, and the others that went with them were all frightened by the giants in the land. And they said that we cannot take this land. And they came back and they brought back an evil report, a negative report that went against what God had wanted them to do. And everybody died off. Everybody died off except Joshua and Caleb. And then now in advanced years, as they enter into the promised land, Joshua and Caleb. Caleb says, give me this mountain, give me the high country, give me the best land, and if I've got to fight the giants, doggone it, I will fight the giants, and I will take what is mine and my inheritance. My friend, don't give me an excuse about you're too old. Don't give me the excuse that, well, you know, I'm not like I used to be. Discover your assignment. It is in your assignment. It is in what you are called to be that I'm telling you, you'll get psyched, you'll get jazzed, and you will get juiced. I want to talk today about the three things that happen, when someone does not walk in their assignment. There are three things that happen when a person fails to walk in doing what God has assigned them to do. Now, I want you to go back, listen to the other podcast, because it gives you the foundation of what I'm talking about, assignment and all of these things. But there's three things that happens. The first thing is this, that the work God has called you to do goes undone. And I want you to hear that. The work that God has called you to do, God has assigned for you to do, it goes undone. My friend, a lot of times we're looking for saviors, we're looking for gurus, we're looking for someone, heroes to come and save the day, you know, to be the Mighty Mouse. Hi, Mighty Mouse, come to save the day, you know, and the reality, the fact is that God has already called you and assigned you, gave you talents, has given you talents, gifts, and abilities for you to demonstrate and to make a difference in the world. And guess what? The reason why maybe things are going to hell in a handbasket, metaphorically, is because of the fact that you have not arisen to the call of God on your life. Do you not realize that there are people that are hurting that could be, you know, helped? You realize that there are people that are hungry that could be fed. You realize that there are people that are right now struggling in some way, and God has called you to impact them in some kind of way. I believe that there are inventions. I believe that there are discoveries. I believe that there are many things that's within people that they can become, that they can do, and they can have. A dear friend of mine is in her 50s, and she decided at 50 years old to go to medical school. Someone would say, well, why would you go to medical school and have $200,000 in debt? You already had a master's. You already had raised your family. You're having a good life. The only thing you had to wait was another 15 years or so, and you've been retired, and you can be able to enjoy life. Because isn't life about enjoying, and you got to go to work, and you got to pay back $200,000? My God, isn't that a lot of money? But my friend says, you know what? This was God's call on my life when I was 18, 19, 20 years old. But I allowed myself to get caught up in life, having children, getting married, having children, getting a good job as a teacher and the chairman of a department and all of those things, and simply said, it's about the kids, because, you know, when people tell you, hey, you know, when you get married, it ain't about you no more, false. When you get married, it's about your assignment, you and your wife fulfilling your assignment. When you have kids, it's about you and your family fulfilling God's assignments on your life. Everything is about assignment. Everything has to do with what God's calling you in your life. So my friend got caught up in all of that. And then, you know, after, you know, the success, kids gone, breakdown of a marriage, and saying, you know, I still got this fire in my heart, even though people are saying, you crazy. And guess what? Now she is doing what she has been called to do. And guess what? Impacting lives. Another dear friend of mine recently I talked to, who's in their 40s, who says, you know, I decided I'm going to go to law school. Wow. Awesome. And doing so, the point that I make, my friend, is this, is that if there are people in lives and things to be impacted, and if we don't rise to do that, people will impact it. Something goes undone. Something goes undone. The second thing is this, that what happens when someone does not walk in their assignment. The second thing is that there is a spirit of depression on the person. there's a spirit of depression that manifests, and it's displayed in anger, fear, resentment, and frustration, and probably a half a dozen other emotions. So why? Because they know that they are called to something more. They know that they are called to greatness. They know that God has placed something inside of them, but yet they are not pursuing it. And so, yes, they find themselves depressed. They find themselves always on edge and frustrated. This is making me frustrated. That's making me frustrated. On the job is making me frustrated. Everything. Why? Because they are not doing what God has called them to do. They are not following their assignment. You know, you may be there right now, and you were thinking that, oh, you know, it's everybody else's fault. No, nope. It's you. It's you. That maybe God has called you, and I know God has called you to do more, to be more, to have more. And so all of that anger, all of that frustration, you know, people lash out at their wives, lash out at their children, lash out at their husbands, you know, and it has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with not fulfilling the assignment. I've discovered something. Man, when you're in walking in your assignment, man, there is a joy. There is a levity. There is an excitement. I mean, even though you're working long and late hours, even though you're doing things that maybe even some people call you crazy, I mean, there is, excitement to it. Things aren't frustrating, but there's joy. I mean, you're happy. And so the second thing, again, there is a spirit of depression on the person that's manifested in anger, fear, resentment, and frustration. And the third thing, which is important, of what happens when someone does not walk in their assignment, the third thing is this, that there is lack in every area of their lives, of their life. There's lack. Lack is a curse, according to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. If you are in lack of anything, it is a curse. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. It is that way, particularly by not following the precepts, the principles, and the teachings of the Word of God. And so if you ever are wondering, you know, why am I not prospering? Why aren't things flowing? I have to be able to look at where I am in regards to my assignment, because wherever I'm fulfilling my assignment and have a vision for my life of my assignment, there will always be provision in my life. I'm not operating in my assignment, maybe because I'm in the wrong place or space, and so therefore I am dealing with lack. I'm dealing with limitation of resources. I mean, every month I'm struggling to try to make it. Why? It's because of you're not walking in your assignment. I was sharing the other day that I've learned that, you know, the most money that I have made, and I've been very successful in the area of financial services, but the most money I've ever made was in ministry. The most resources that I had, basically, when I was, you know, was in ministry, that I never felt as if there was any lack in my life. So what does that tell you? That my focus should be ministry. In terms of relationships, I can go on and on. In terms of all that God has. So anyway, listen, I've only got a few seconds left. And again, let me just recap in summary. What happens when someone does not walk in their assignment? Number one, there is a void in the Word. Number two, there is a void in the world. Number two, there is a spirit of depression. And number three, there is lack in every area of life. Well, listen, I'm Keith Russell Lee. Until tomorrow, saying live with faith and power and keep on creating that phenomenal life. Bye now.